Please stand. Father, we give you thanks indeed for this glorious day. We give you thanks for all the blessings you've showered upon us. Receive now from us these, our tithes and our offerings. Multiply them, we pray, in our hands for your kingdom work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If all the children can come forward and sit here on the front of the podium here.
现在我们唱一首诗歌，是他是主。 儿童的诗歌，所有的小孩子啊，儿童可以走在前边。Good
morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. There we go. How are we doing?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good morning? Any chocolate involved? I got no chocolate. I can't have chocolates. Anyways, on Friday, right? Was anybody here on Friday when we had church on Friday? You missed it. That's okay. You know what? We talked a lot about this. What's this here? The cross. And what happened on the cross on Friday? Jesus died on the cross. And why did he die? What? He died for our sins. And why are we here today? Well, we're here to church today, but why are we celebrating today? Easter. Good going. Okay. And what happens on Easter Sunday? What are we celebrating? What did Jesus do? They rolled the tomb, and where was Jesus? He was gone. He was gone. He'd risen from the dead, just like the Bible had said, he'd risen from the dead. And that's what our faith is based on, that he died for our sins and rose again. And you're going to learn, I'm sure you're going to learn more about that downstairs when you go down. But let's pray before we go down. And I think they're coming back up, I would think. They're coming. You guys are going to come back up. We're having six people baptized today. They're going to celebrate their faith up in the thing. So you guys are going to come back upstairs when we get ready to the baptism service starts. Okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for the beautiful weather. But most of all, thank you for rising and dying for our sins. And you may ask, Amen.
Let us pray. Let us now come before the throne of grace. Before our Heavenly Father, who bids all of his children come to him in humility, but also in joy on this great day. So let us bow our heads, bow our hearts, and be present, fully present with the Lord. Heavenly Father, gracious and loving God, we are overjoyed this morning with the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who conquered the grave. Who demonstrates for us that you are powerful even over death, and that the grave cannot hold you, and nor can it hold us. For as we live in Christ, we live in eternity already. Our eternal life is secured, and we live each day in joy and hope for this life and the life beyond. So, Father, we give you thanks on this great day for your great blessing towards us. Lord, it's a great joy and pleasure to have both our congregations, family and friends, all gathered here today on this wonderful day of baptism, a day of new life for the six candidates. Lord, I pray that we as two congregations will see ourselves as one congregation, one body of Christ, worshiping together, serving together, in fellowship with one another. Lord, I pray for our six baptism candidates this morning, Paul, Karen, Chris, Stephen, Kathy, and Linda. Lord, you have brought them to this place and to this time and to this very moment by the guide of your hand, by the move of your spirit upon them and upon all of us. It is you that brings us to faith in Jesus Christ. For we were dead in our sins and our transgressions, and you brought us life through your Spirit. And so we give you thanks for this glorious day. And Lord, we pray this day for all the community of Newmarket, for all those who are in church this morning, celebrating and worshiping. We pray for all the pastors, the leaders, elders, deacons, and those who lead in the church community in Newmarket. And Lord, particularly this day, our hearts go out and our prayers go up for our brothers and sisters of Aurora United Church who lost their church in a fire. Lord, we pray that they will find fellowship together as they worship at Trinity Anglican this morning. Lord, may your blessing be upon them. May you restore for them their place of worship. And may they once again rejoice. Now, each one of us has something that we want to say thank you to God for. In this quietness of this place set apart for worship, in your own heart now, just say thank you to God for his blessings to you. Father God, you hear the unspoken prayers in our hearts. You hear us. We give you thanks for that. Now, Lord, I ask you to hear and answer each one of our prayers. For we do pray them in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we've mentioned, this is a very special day. Today, with six candidates for baptism, three from our English congregation, three from our Chinese congregation, and it's a great time of fellowship to come together. And I will be preaching a message this morning, and then following that, Pastor Don will preach in Mandarin. My Mandarin's not too good, so I stick to English. We'll pass it over to Don. And then after I've finished preaching, myself and the three English candidates will leave and prepare for baptism. And then following Don's preaching, Don and the Chinese candidates will also go upstairs behind me to the baptistry where we'll have the baptism service. So a little bit of a logistics update for today. We live in a very interesting and crime-filled world. And not that any of you are part of that. But one of the big crimes that's going on today is a crime called identity theft. And it has major implications for those who suffer from that or are impacted by that. And it's a crime where someone steals your name and other personal information and use it for fraudulent fraudulent purposes. And we're dismayed that this can go on in our cyber age of high tech where we can't be protected. In fact, it's that very technology that allows these crimes to take place. And we don't think, normal people certainly wouldn't think, that stealing someone's identity is acceptable behavior at all. You'd say, no, you stick to who you are and let the other person be who they are. So stealing an identity is not something we would uphold. Except, of course, for Christians. Because Christians have actually taken someone else's identity. We're called Christians because we've taken the identity of Christ. We've been given and offered an identity that we weren't born with. And we didn't earn the right to use it. But we are invited every day of our lives to draw on that identity and draw on all the wealth, if you like, of having that identity. If you like, every day we can empty Christ's checking account and draw it all into ourselves. And we can enjoy the benefits of living under his identity. But we haven't stolen Christ's identity. He has offered it to us as an identity gift. In our text for today, I've chosen Romans 6, verses 1 to 11. If you want to find that in the Pew Bibles, or if you brought your Bibles with you, or your smartphones that have Bibles on them as well. Now, Paul's talking to the Roman believers about this new identity. He's talking about what was and now what is. So we're in Romans 6, 1 to 11. Paul was writing, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we've been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." This is what the message of Easter is about. It's about putting to death our past lives and taking up a new life and a new identity in Christ. Throughout the season of Lent, these past 6 weeks, and this season now draws to a close, we're invited to walk with Jesus and the disciples and the crowds and take up a position in those stories of Jesus' journey to Bethlehem, to Jerusalem and the cross. We are invited to enter into those stories as actors, if you like. Be part of it, be present, be active, instead of just an observer or a hearer of the story. And the story of Jesus' life and death and resurrection is an invitation to join Jesus in his journey to the cross. This has not changed in 2,000 years. The invitation still stands. You're invited to take yourself to the cross, to die to your old life and rise in new life in Christ. But we learn, as we read the stories of the crucifixion, we learned that over the journey they all fell away. And at the very end of the journey, even his closest disciples ran away, and Jesus was left alone to die. At that time, the disciples and the crowds could not go to the cross. It was too much for them at the time. But today, we have the full story that they didn't have on that fateful Friday. Today, we realize that Jesus' death was followed in 3 days by his resurrection to a new life. He had a resurrection body, one that could not stay on planet Earth for very long, for Jesus ascended to heaven just a little while later. The whole message of the resurrection is that there is indeed life after death. And Jesus extends his invitation to everyone to die to your old life, to cease being the old man, the old woman that you are, and to join him in resurrection life. To go to the cross, to leave your old life there, and take up life after resurrection. and to begin living eternal life today. You see, it's not about after we die, physically. It's not a life to be looking forward to at the end of this life. It's a life that Christ invites each one of us into today. When we talk about eternal life, it's not the life after we die. It's the life that begins after we die to our old self. And we take up our identity in Christ. We can experience it today. The invitation is to die to old sinful life, to repent, to turn around, and live for Christ. The invitation is to live holy and upright lives as followers of Jesus. If you like, to resign from our own identity and steal his, and take up Christ's identity. It is quite like identity theft. We no longer go under our old name and our old identity. We clothe ourselves in Christ's identity, for we were once sinners, dead in our trespasses, but now we are alive in Christ. Paul writes this to the church in Ephesus. All of us also lived at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest of humanity, we were by nature's objects of wrath. Because we were sinners, God's wrath hung over us. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. It is by grace, the grace of God, that you have been saved. And God raised us up. I want to take a note there. God raised us up. This is present tense. It's not a future thing. Paul never talks about the future. It's not a future event. We were raised up with Christ, and we are seated with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Very present tense. The opportunity and the offer and the invitation is right there in Scripture. It's right there today as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The invitation is, join me at the cross, sacrifice your old life, give it up, resign from it, take on my identity, and live a new, joyful, free life in Christ. And so we are already in eternal life. It's not something that happens after we die. The invitation is for now, this morning, before you leave this place today. There's an article in Christianity Today in 2012 by Russell Moore, and he writes this. For too long, we've called unbelievers, people outside the faith, invite Jesus into your life. We say to the unbeliever, invite Jesus into your life. And Moore writes this. Jesus doesn't want to be in your life. Your life's a wreck. Jesus calls you into his life. And his life isn't boring or purposeless or static. It's wild, it's exhilarating, it's unpredictable. For example, you end up being a good Catholic boy that ends up being a Baptist pastor. It's wild, it's exhilarating, it's unpredictable. But isn't that the truth, though, that we have sometimes looked at it the wrong way around? We want to live in our messed up life and invite Jesus to come and join us. And he's saying, no, resign from that life. Crucify that life. Take up my life. Come and join me. Why indeed would Jesus want to join your life or mine? It's the other way around. He invites us today, through the resurrection, come and join me. Be freed from sin. I will raise you to new life, to eternal life that begins today, after we've taken ourselves to the cross. Today we're taking witness of six people who have given testimony to their faith in Jesus Christ, some more recently than others. They've resigned from their old life, the life of sin and separation from God. They've accepted Christ's invitation to join him in his resurrection life. They've taken Christ's identity. And they will, as we all should, every day, draw on that account. Draw on that account before you get out of bed in the morning. Say, Christ, I don't want my life again. I want your life. Let me live as Christ today in that new identity. And that account can never run dry. It can never be overdrawn. It's an account that's daily being filled with blessings and grace and forgiveness. And that's what we should bring to the world, the blessing of grace and joy and forgiveness, because we've taken on Christ's identity. Today is Resurrection Day. It's a day for all of us to revisit that day when we too died to sin. If you are already a believer and you remember that day, that event, that occasion, that season in your life where it began to turn around, and you took on the life of Christ, the identity of Christ. And now you are now dead to sin and alive in Him. However, if you're not there yet, why are you here today? What drew you here today? The cross is there. The welcome, the invitation is there. Will you today resign your life and take up the life of Christ? Say, Lord, I repent. Let me take on your identity. Let me live a new life, a risen life, a resurrected life, an eternal life. Pray in your heart today to receive this offer of total forgiveness and the offer of eternal life today. In a few moments, we're going to hear the testimonies of six people who have done just that. Let us pray. Father God, what a great day it is. What a wonderful day it is to be found worshiping the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those of us who have tried at least to live Christ's life in us, we give you thanks for all the blessings you've showered upon us. And for Lord, for those who are now pondering, for those who are now wondering, for those who are just thinking, why have I held out? Why have I not done that? Lord, I pray your Spirit will press in on them and draw them to the reality of repentance and receiving your free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Don is now going to come and preach in Mandarin, the other official language of Christian Baptist Church. And I'm going to ask the English candidates to come on out and we'll get ready for the baptism.
So I'm going to give a short message in Mandarin. 现在我用普通话讲道。几个时代很多不法的事情发生，其中最严重一样是偷别人的身份。他们偷你的身份就怎么样呢？偷你的钱，特别用你的名字。 你的地址啊，你的个人的资料呢，来偷东西。其实我们作为基督徒呢，我们好像也一样用别人的身份，怎么样讲呢？我们叫基督徒，我们叫我们是小基督。其实呢，我们用基督的身份去拿基督的好处。 就好像有一个机票入口一样，我们常常呢每一天呢去耶稣基督的机票入口呢拿很多钱，因为什么呢？因为我们早上起床的时候，我们一定说：“主耶稣基督啊，今天求你帮助我啊，我今天要考试，求你帮我呢考试考得好啊，或者今天呢我家里很多家务要做啊，求你帮忙我啊。” 或者我现在正在找工作，主耶稣带领我。 求你叫我有信心，我等候你，等候你。我知道你在时当的时候要赐给我一个最好的工作，所以我在那里等候。那其实呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我不是偷基督的身份。为什么呢？原来呢，基督见到我们已经相信他的时候呢，他将这个基督的身份赐给我们，所以不是我们偷基督的身份，所以我们不是做不法的事情，我们是做一个很合法的事情，因为耶稣基督呢愿意将最好的赐给我们。那今天我们的经文呢，在罗马书第六章第一节到十一节，那里告诉我们呢，我们现在成为基督徒之后，我们应该对罪怎么样的态度呢？我们就对罪的态度是对他说，我已经死掉了，那个老我在十字架上已经被钉死了，所以从今以后老我你不要再打扰我。当有罪恶临到我们的时候，你就对那个罪说，我以前的我已经离开了，以前的我已经同耶稣基督一同钉十字架，所以从现在开始，我们不再被那个老我打扰。现在我们的是新的生命，我已经同耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。现在的我是一个新的我，不是老我。所以我们现在从今天开始，我已经有新的生命，所以你不要对自己说，我要等我离开世界的时候才有新的生命，不是。从今天开始，你已经相信耶稣基督的人，已经跟耶稣基督一起，你已经有新的生命。有一个作家，他写了一篇文章，他说我们很多基督徒呢，就请基督进入我们的生命里面，其实不对的。为什么呢？耶稣基督一定不喜欢进入我们的生命里面，因为我们的生命呢很多麻烦，很多不对的地方，所以应该怎么讲呢？应该我们对耶稣基督说，耶稣基督啊，我愿意我的生命走进你的生命里面。所以不是请耶稣基督进入你的生命里面，而是你请耶稣基督接纳你的生命，在他的生命里面。我们感谢神。所以从今天开始，我们每一个基督徒对耶稣基督说，是已经不能够再打扰我，旧的生命不能够再打扰我了，老我不能够再打扰我了。为什么呢？我现在已经跟耶稣基督一同复活，已经有新的生命。所以我愿意今天呢，我们恭喜我们三位的弟兄姐妹，他们愿意呢在众人面前呢承认他们的罪，相信耶稣基督，然后呢接受这个真理，同耶稣基督同埋葬、同死、同复活，有新的生命。我们感谢神。 Let's pray in Mandarin。主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天你带领我们在这个地方一同来敬拜你，求你保守我们，叫我们呢特别为了Stephen、陆先生、Cathy 跟那个 Linda 三位，他们决定决志的在众人面前表示宣告，他已经成为你的人，成为一个信教的人。我们感谢你，求你从今天开始继续带领他们，保守他们，要保守我们的教会每个弟兄姐妹在你的面前能够每一天跟随认识你。祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。 Before our baptismal service, we are going to sing a hymn song, Because He Lives, Hymn 358, Because He Lives. 我们唱一首诗歌，因他活着。Thank you.
So we come to that great day in a person's life where they have decided to enter into the waters of baptism. For the Christian, baptism is an act of obedience. We're not saved through baptism. We're saved by grace alone, by placing our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Command of Scripture is that the church is to make disciples and baptize them. And therefore, baptism is an act of obedience to Scripture. For a new believer, having made a commitment to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the next natural step is to follow Jesus into the waters of baptism. For this is what Jesus did. The first thing that Jesus did as he entered into his public ministry was to go to the Jordan and be baptized by John the Baptist. And so it is an act of public confession and testimony and a vow of commitment to Jesus Christ. And it's a sign and a declaration that we belong to Christ and his church. So it is an outward sign of an inward and spiritual change that has already taken place. Baptism by immersion, as practiced by the New Testament church, represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the believer is being baptized, he or she is pushed under the water, not held there for long, but they rise up out of the water. The symbolism there is being dying, being buried, and being raised to new life. The believer being baptized has already repented of sin and is now, as we heard in the message today, dead to sin and desires to lead a new life in Jesus Christ. And so it is through this act of public obedience, the declaration being made is, I am born again. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm now going to call on each of the candidates one by one to come into the baptistry with me and make their own testimony, give us their testimony, and I'll baptize each one of them in turn. I'm going to ask Paul Greco now to join me.
Hello, my name is Paul Greco. I received infant baptism involuntary in the Roman Catholic Church. My parents separated when I was 5 years of age, and I was not brought up in a Christian home. At age 7, I went to live with my father and his common-law wife, where they sent me alone to an Anglican church weekly for 7 years. As a troubled child, they figured that I was wayward enough to send me to a midweek gospel church children's outreach, since the pastor of that church was our neighbor and it was very convenient. It was during this period that I did accept Jesus as Lord, but that happened at school upon receiving a Gideon's Bible during a presentation. At age 14, I came to Toronto to live with my mother, who was a devout Catholic. I received catechism, First Communion, and was an altar boy, but conscientiously stopped short of confirmation. I left church altogether for more than 20 years. Upon having children, my wife Rita and I became regular churchgoers again, but it was in the year of 2000 when everything was thrown into the refiner's fire. Financially, we had lost everything, and it was a period of repentance and surrender. It was our young children that brought us to a charismatic evangelical church, but nothing this church ever said to me compelled me to be baptized. Plus, I did not want to appear to everybody as if I was being baptized into an institution. For me, just to have it quoted as part of the Great Commission was not reason enough, because I was already baptized enough. This last 14-year period was very important for myself and my family, worship-wise and community-wise, and I'm reminded of that as I look upon very dear friends that have visited to be with us today. But I persevered because for the last 3 years, I was personally asking God to be released from an ever-increasing fiefdom of church clique politics. And there was no answer. There was no answer until the time of complete financial restoration. And in the month that this was finalized, my wife expressed a desire to visit the Christian Baptist Church. Now, here I am on this journey still to be more Christ-like, and I'm here to be baptized for the best reason, finally presented to me by Pastor Keith with simple words, direct simple words from Scripture that we're hiding in plain view. Jesus did it to, quote, fulfill all righteousness. It was God's command to him, so I will do likewise.
We now have Karen Obikuro, been with our congregation for some time. I'm just going to hand the mic to her.
My name is Karen Obikuro. I was raised in the Catholic Church and was very devoted as a child, and I wanted to have a deep relationship with Jesus, and I prayed and read the Bible, tried to help others. But when I was in my teens, we moved around a lot, and I was on my own at the age of 17, and I was exposed to a lot of different things and a lot of people who seemed to be just fine without God. So by university, I pretty much drifted away from my relationship with Jesus. I was going to be an engineer, I was going to save the environment, and religion didn't seem to fit in anymore. But God wouldn't let go of me, and I still felt a longing for something more. So then I began years of trying to search for the truth about God. And I studied religions, and I studied the role of religion in society, and I looked for scientific explanations for miracles and signs. And I tried to experience different churches and different types of prayers and meditations. But no matter what I tried, I still didn't seem to get any closer to the truth. So when Jeff and I were married, we were both in a place where we wanted to get back to Christ. And God brought us to Newmarket, and he brought us to this church. And the first thing we did was take the Alpha Course. And that really just opened my eyes to the real gospel. To the fact that Jesus had already done the work for me on the cross. So I took the step of that time of making a commitment to Christ at the end of the Alpha Course. So we've been here at Christian Baptist Church about 13 years now, and I never thought of getting baptized because I was baptized as a baby. But even though I put my trust in Jesus, I still struggle committing to him sometimes on a day-to-day basis. And I felt maybe I was holding myself back from really submitting to his will for my life. So recently, Pastor Keith has been nudging me to get baptized and become a member of the church so I can participate more fully. So I went to the baptism preparation course and learned about believer's baptism, and I agreed and felt that it was the right way for me to move forward in my Christian walk. So I want to be baptized in obedience to Christ's command, and I want it to be a public declaration that I've committed my life to his will, and I want to enter into full fellowship with my brothers and sisters here at Christian Baptist Church.
Faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So now I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We now have Chris Craig in the baptistry. Gotten to know Chris quite well over the last little while. I'll hand the microphone to him.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to start my testimonial with a quote from Scripture, from Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. While I feel like that throughout my life, I always believed in Jesus Christ, I never understood what that meant, nor sought to understand. And while I always knew he was there, I had never actively pursued to be part of his life. That all changed a couple of years ago. My life was turned upside down, and I found myself asking for help, seeking answers, and not knowing where to turn. I was looking for something, someone, anything, anyone to help me cope with the struggles I was facing. I found myself knocking on the door here at Christian Baptist Church. I did not know what to expect, and I was skeptical. However, I was determined to keep an open mind. When the door opened, I found all of you, and through his works in each of you, I found Jesus himself. Almost immediately, but again without understanding, I started noticing significant changes in my life, some good and some perceived as bad. As I said, my life was being turned upside down, and in some areas, I felt like I was losing everything, but in others, I was gaining. I have come to understand that even the changes perceived as bad were actually good, and that I needed to be knocked down a few pegs. I now understand that these changes were necessary to prepare me for what was supposed to be, and for what was and is to come, so that I can move forward in my new path to be built up again and to be given a second chance. I do not know where this new path will lead me yet, at least not all of it, and that his work in me may never be done, but I do know and believe that he is our Savior and he is the answer to our prayers. It is my prayer to you, Jesus, that you will become, or that you will continue your work in me so that I may be able to help others as many of those who are here today have helped me. It is through his works in each of you that I have found the help that I have been seeking, the help that I was asking for, the answers I was seeking, and the door I knocked on has been opened. I thank all of you for accepting me into your congregation, and I thank you, Jesus, for your works within all of them that have led me to you. Most of all, Jesus, I thank you for you. Amen.
And I'll call on Pastor Don to come into the baptistry.
So before the baptism, I'm going to explain the meaning of baptism in Mandarin. 受浸不是得救，怎么才是得救呢？就是靠着耶稣基督的恩典。 他救赎我们，我们相信他，接受他是我们的救主，我们的主，就靠着耶稣基督的恩典，我们就可以得救。那么你可能有个问题，我已经得救了，为什么要敬礼啊？原来呢，圣经里面告诉我们呢，我们成为耶稣的门徒，要受浸。 归于基督，要公开众人面前承认我们已经属于基督，就是我们已经跟耶稣基督一起同死、同埋葬、同复活。所以敬礼的意思就是我们身体浸在水里面的时候，表示我们。 在众人面前宣告，我已经相信耶稣基督了，我跟耶稣基督一起同死、同埋葬、同复活，从今以后我们有新的生命。所以今天我们很高兴，我们有三位的弟兄姐妹，Stephen、Kathy跟 Linda 在众人面前表示，我们继续为他们祷告。谢谢 ，Thank you。
Stephen, you have professed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You put your whole trust in him as your Lord and Savior. I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Stephen, 你已经相信耶稣基督, 你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主跟你的主, 现在你接受这个真理, 你愿意跟耶稣基督同死, 同埋葬同复活, 皈依他吗?
Yes, I do.
Kathy, you have professed your faith and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Kathy, 我们很高兴你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主。现在你愿意在众人面前宣告你已经跟耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活吗? 你归于他的国度里面?
Yes.
Linda, you have also professed your faith and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Linda, 我们很高兴你已经承认耶稣基督你是你的救主，你的主，我们恭喜你，你愿意在众人面前表示，我们奉耶稣基督的名。 圣父、圣子、圣灵的名， 为你施浸， 你愿意吗？
Today is the day of resurrection. It's the day of beginning a new life in Christ, and we've just witnessed the testimonies of six people who have decided to make today the day. And I call on each one of you and now may the God of peace, who has called you into a new life, remain in you and you in him. Go now into a new life in Jesus Christ. Amen.
让主耶稣基督的恩典 天父的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，从今时、今天，直到永远。阿门。